there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be hosting the next 15 minutes. So coming live from the City of London, Westminster. So let's get down to business. The SBK Crypto team have had an amazing night at the Crypto Investor Show meetup event here in Westminster. It was more of an intimate type crowd. There was lots of key speakers. Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SBK Crypto, spoke. We also had lots of different open panels, which myself, Charles Story, was part of on mass adoption in the space, which was really, really key. But I think what we're going to do right now is pass you to some of the individuals who were present, who were speaking, and give you really their thoughts and summaries of the event itself and what's been going on and what discussions were going down. Without a moment's doubt, I'm going to introduce you to Matt, who's one of, I would say, the key figures in London who represent eToro's crypto division. Not only does he have experience on the client side of the business, but he really has a detailed understanding of the other side, the technology side, what's going on, what we need to take us to the next level. They wrote a kick-ass paper recently for one of the universities here in London, which I'm sure he's going to tell you a little about, if you're lucky anyway. So I don't want to put him on edge. I want to take the edge off, and I want to let him kind of freestyle a little bit, let him rap. Let's go, Matt. Let's go.
So yeah, okay, well, we start off with the bit of research that we put out. Ultimately, eToro wanted to, you know, overcome the stereotypes that people always come out with and look at how we can get this technology to adoption level and what challenges it had. So and the good thing about the event tonight is actually that seems to come up quite a lot. People were really interested in adoption. How can we get people spending cryptocurrency? I can't think of any other question that people asked, so it was a nice tie-in. It was a nice crowd. We had a good chat. I think our questions went on for quite a while, but it was definitely people focused on adoption and not price, which was a bit of a refreshing point.
Absolutely, dude. And I know eToro, you guys are super busy at the minute because you really see what on the retail side of things, what everyone's doing, man. You see when people get excited. And on the panel, I remember you mentioning that you were most excited when the market really bottomed out 2 or 3 weeks ago. That was the time you were jacked up and ready to go. And I don't know if you're advising anyone to buy then. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Well, no. I mean, so the way I was looking at it was, I was thinking we were talking about worse, like, you know, and not bad numbers, but it was the worst attention or worst interest from people that we've had all year, you know. And you're a business at the end of the day, and you're looking at how many people are signing up. And I was had my contrarian hat thinking, well, actually, you know, things are, I'm talking to clients and they're saying I'm not even looking at it, I'm looking at different markets. And I always think that's the moment when you feel things are maybe going to catch people off guard. So I was thinking to myself, okay, we might actually have something on here. And I did a bit of business myself that weekend, but and then we had that short squeeze last week. So things have been looking good, volumes have been looking good, and I think we've got a nice little bullish run now.
Oh yeah, you know it makes sense. Well, Matt, you're the man, dude, and I'm going to set the scene. We've just left the event. We're hanging out at one of London's social places, I think, that you do after an event. So you can hear the background noise, man. You can hear it's kicking here in London, as it always is, 24/7, 365. And when myself and Matt are in the same room, it's definitely kicking, no matter where that takes place. So I'm with Ben as well. Ben, me and Ben have known each other a long time now. We see each other... we see each other a lot, dude. We see each other a couple of times a week. We go to lots of different events together. And Ben is one of the co-founders of Digax. Ben's going to kindly bring us up to speed with what Digax is, because it hasn't really been out there as of yet, and we're going to change that tonight. So let's go.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. So Digax is essentially a digital asset exchange. So we're based out of the City of London. Hence, we run into the SVK crypto guys a lot. And we're effectively an online platform which allows people to trade crypto to crypto. We're hoping to integrate fiat, starting with sterling later on this year, providing faster payment support for that as well. We're also really keen to look into tokenizing UK private companies, so we're doing a lot of research into that, and hopefully have some more information to announce on that in the near future.
Yeah. How have you found the event tonight, Ben? Because I know you go to many events in the City of London. Well, let's ask a more generalized question. How have you found the vibe in the United Kingdom? And I know you guys have been in the meetup scene for a long time now, Digax. You've been going to a lot of them. How have you found that picking up in the last year? Has there been more attendance? Has there been more engagement so far?
Yeah, so as you know, we've been in sort of development mode for just under a year now, and throughout that period we've been attending lots of events in the city and around London, and it's just incredible how much opportunity there is here for networking and meetups, and yeah, pretty much every other night, if you know where to look, you can find a meetup on crypto or blockchain. And it really is a brilliant opportunity for anyone who's just looking to learn, or from a sophisticated investor perspective. If you want to learn more about the industry, I suggest just checking it out and coming down to your local meetup, really. Yeah.
Find the meetup. Ben, man, thank you so much, dude. Always love hearing from you, man. Always love hearing from you. Well, you know him as Young Oliver, but I know him as Oliver Mayer. He's our in-house blockchain analyst at SVK Crypto, the man who always has a smile on his face. The time now is 10:45. We just started doing the podcast because we have to deliver it on a daily basis. Oliver, how was the event tonight? How is the meetup scene improving in London? Give people a bit of texture to what's been happening in the space, man.
So first of all, the event tonight was really, really good. Great to see a lot of familiar faces. I'm seeing a lot of the same people now coming around to the various blockchain meetups. And I'll tell you what, you can tell because their knowledge level is really increasing. The questions being asked in the room are actually really interesting and very thought-provoking. So from the SVK side, we had Shane really talk about everything that's going on with SVK Crypto, really delivering the story of what we're all about and what we're looking to do with our new EOS fund. And then we had Charles on the panel talking a lot about adoption. It was really interesting because I think adoption is one key aspect that a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on, and the questions were really all surrounding when are we going to have everyday payments taking place on the blockchain, like buying coffee, going to the pub, those kind of things. And I think that we're a little bit off that, and a lot of the thoughts were around the volatility of current cryptos, and we need a stable coin and those kind of things, and obviously adoption from retail side. But really good panel. Charles delivered it up cold, and all in all a phenomenal event. I really enjoyed it.
It's great to hear, dude. And one quick question before you bounce. How have you found, because we attend a lot of meetups together, how have you found the engagement in the last year? Because I personally think that people's intellect now on the space, it's grown massively. Like, they're asking real questions that have real value and real meaning, rather than when's Bitcoin going to go up in value. I think there's real meaning now. I'd be interested to hear your views. And if you think the London community itself, and I know the global community as well, is really developing a deeper understanding for the technology day by day, event by event.
Yeah, massively. The questions being asked in meetups these days are actually really getting to the source of the problem, and I want to probably credit that to a few different reasons. I think that things that we do here, like the podcast, the Telegram community we have, basically just getting people into the same space and actually talking about these issues, and they're taking notice, and they're really learning about what are the key issues in the space, rather than, like you say, when is Bitcoin going to hit X number of dollars. And I think that's really important for adoption, and we need to have, basically, I subscribe to the demand model. If the demand for cryptos is there, and that will come through the knowledge or the knowledge about the space, then the supply side, i.e. the retailers, i.e. whatever is the service being offered, they will go towards the demand. And I think that's really important, and that's what we're trying to aim to do here.
Great stuff, buddy. Great stuff. Next, I've just bumped into Shane. Shane did a panel. Well, he did a keynote today on SVK Crypto. How have you found the event itself, and how have you found the meetup engagement, the meetup engagement in the last year in London, because my personal view is it's grown massively. And I think every time we do an event, every time we enter an event, it grows. And I think people's intellect and understanding is improving day by day.
Okay, well, let's break it down, right? So first of all, the first question was, how was it tonight? We were very privileged to be accepted, requested, asked by Patrick Dooley, who is the crypto investor show coordinator, head honcho. He's done some amazing events in the past. Yeah. Queen Victoria in March, I believe, had over 5,000 people. It was a total roadblock, so much so that I believe it took some people a couple of hours to get in to that conference. He ended up giving people money back, and I think that was really, really cool.
It was the biggest conference at the time, and then Consensus came in May that overtook that, but at the time it was the biggest ever for crypto.
Right, and it was for retail because the ticket price was like £20, and we really deplored him. We really really respect him for that. And actually, we spoke that day and we had a stand there. But today, I think, was the Cryptocurrency Investor Show London. It was a meetup to get everybody that he had previously had at shows down in one place. And it was a beautiful evening in Westminster in London, lovely summer's evening, and I think actually everyone spoke very, very well. Great community turnout, so I think that's really awesome to see him do that. And we back a lot of people who are adding to the community and building out. So I'm actually really looking forward. He told us about an event that he's got on in Manchester, and that's going to be in November. Sorry, my apologies. It's going to be in October, and then he's doing something again here in March. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. We support those guys and what they do, and they support us back. And he's part of the community. He's part of our SVK crypto crowd and gang.
You know, it makes sense. Great stuff. What we got to do now, man? We got to wrap things up for tonight, and it's going to be interesting to do that because so much has been happening today. In particular, we had the event, we've had lots going on at the SVK crypto office on the trading floor. I know tomorrow there's going to be an interesting development with regards to a podcast we're going to be on, which we bring into you guys. So much going on. I don't even know where to start, and I don't know where to wrap things up.
Actually, tomorrow morning at 9:30, I hope I've told you about this, but we have a meeting to meet a gentleman who's looking at I don't know if I should say this, I haven't signed an NDA, so I'm going to say it anyway. Who's looking to launch an airline on EOS, and he was looking 40,000 feet, baby. But actually, that's kind of interesting. I think all these big ideas that come across our desk, I'm really interested to kind of dig down and see what they are. But an airline based on the blockchain, I'm intrigued to see what this will be. But that's looking great. And then I think we got some meetings in the afternoon. But for anybody that's got any projects, for any devs that are out there, for any projects, for any ICOs that are looking to use the EOSIO protocol, and you're looking for funding, we're definitely in this market. As everyone is aware, we've now partnered with Block One. We have a fund called Cryptagon EOS. The mandate of that fund is to invest into very early stage projects which will utilize the EOSIO protocol. So if you are interested in getting funding, provided you're going to use the EOSIO protocol, please let Charles know or myself know. We have a form online that we're filling out. We've seen massive amount of interest in that, and we'd love to hear about what you're doing. So please send a message to Charles or myself. Of course, if you're not in our Telegram, the only question is why not? It's SVK crowd. Get in there, get our attention, and we're happy to send out that form that you can fill out. But thanks very much for listening. Coming live from London, some pub. Phil, where are we? We gotta introduce Philip, don't we?
Yeah, man.
Come on, Philip. Come on, introduce yourself.
My name's Philip Lord. Very nice to meet you.
the man of mystery, Philip, has been involved in lots of different traditional finance, but has very much made the move and focus over to cryptocurrency. And he's got an amazing investment banking background, but now is very much involved in our community and what we do. So thank you very much, Philip, for hanging out and bringing us to the pub. Right, Charles, I'm going to hand it over to you and you can wrap it up.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and attention. That's a wrap. And tune in tomorrow for another great show. You've been listening to the SVK Crypto Podcast.
Crypto Podcast Original. Follow us on Twitter at @SBK_crypto. Email us on cstory@sbkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.sbkcrypto.com.